Okay, as always, the Torah Shmuley Ishmael Shrub Geshem and Rabbi Leib. And this week, Parsha Shmini here in Chutz La'aretz, we have a little shorter share because tonight we wish a very hearty Mazel Tov to one of our attendees. His absence, Yitzchok Henry, who's making the chasana of his son tonight. So we wish him Mazel Tov and loads of nachas. And that the Shiyuzko Libanesh Ba'is Nem of Yisrael, the Shemun of Tiferes. And we hope he gets to hear this still before Shabbos. And then maybe even shares it with some people that show him Rochus. But there's plenty to share from what we're going to discuss tonight. So let's begin like this. In Perek Tes Posuk Vov, the Rebbeinu, the Torah tells us, by Yom Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Kal Yisrael after he's been telling them about what's to happen on the Shemini Lemiluim. And he says to them, Ze Adoba Ashetziva Hashem Tasu. You look at the Neginus, that's how you learn. By Yom Moshe, Ze Adoba Ashetziva Hashem. This is the matter that Hashem is commanding. Tasu, you shall do. And then they will appear to you the Kavod of Hashem. And the Ben Ish Chai Derech Drush says that often we either think this ourselves in certain bechinas and in certain elements and in certain ways, and there are some people who actually, their rhetoric is, as long as I'm a Jew at heart, as long as I'm a good cultural Jew, as long as I'm feeling Jewish, as far as observance, as far as keeping mitzvahs, as far as doing mitzvahs, that's another thing. But the main thing is to be a Jew at heart. And sometimes even those of us who feel that we are more than just a Jew at heart, we have that feeling where the asiya and the pedantics of the mitzvahs are not as important. And we quote certain bits of Chazal, for example, Rachman Alibaboy, the Eibishter wants to leave, that's the main thing. Or Machshava Tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfo LaMeisa. As long as you got a Machshava Tova, we distort that Maimah Chazal and we say the main thing is the Machshava Tova. So the Ben Ish Chai would relate to Moshel. He said there was a young couple that had just got married, and they exit from their Sheva Brochas, and the young wife feels that, you know, she's going to show her culinary skills to her husband, and she's going to prepare for him delicious, luscious meals, and she prepares, she gets a whole chicken, and she takes it out, and she cleans out the inside of the chicken, and she fills it, and she makes this delicious stuffed chicken with rice inside, and with a bit of falafel, and spices it, and it's all really, really delicious. And the husband partakes in this delicious meal, and he just tells her at the end, he says, you know, it was all delicious, but I like it, like, I like things quite spicy. So, if you don't mind, next time, you know, add in a bit more salt, and a bit more pepper, and a bit more spices, I like my food spiced up. She wasn't extremely intelligent, to say the least, and she thought, you know what, he likes his food spicy, I'm not going to fill it with rice, potatoes, falafel, kishka. I'm going to fill the chicken with just salt, pepper, and spices instead of the stuffing. And that's what I'm going to serve him. I mean, after all, that's what he loves. And you can imagine the next night he gets served this meal. Not only is it on fire, he's on fire from the fumes before it reaches him. Not only can he not eat the food, the stuffing that's inside because it's so powerfully toxic, but the food itself has been destroyed because the chicken itself is so overspiced that he can't put it anywhere near his mouth. Says the Ben Ish Chai, that is when a person thinks that the main thing is the tavlin. No, the main thing is not the tavlin. The tavlin are the spices. And the machshava is the tavlin to the maisa. He says, in fact, let's be medayik the lashon of Chazal. Machshava tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfo le maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins it onto the maisa, but if there's no maisa there, the machshava on its own isn't any. You can't eat spices on their own. The machshava is the spice. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling, Moshe Rabbeinu is telling Klal Yisrael, Zeh Adov HaShetziva Hashem, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you to do. Ta'asu, perform mitzvahs. You want to know how to get close to me? I'm giving you a recipe. The recipe is these mitzvahs. This is what you got to do. The ta'asu. He says, you know, that the kavod that we give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, there's an extra element of kavod when we add in the Tamei HaMitzvah, and we understand the Tamei HaMitzvah, and we add in the Machshava that includes all the Tamei HaMitzvah as well. And he says, interestingly, the word kavod is the same gematria as lev. When a person, the liba boy, when a person adds in the extra lev, the extra part of the heart, where his understanding, his appreciation, his thoughts, and he is mitzaref that to the Meisa, that gives extra kavod to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, Zeh Adov HaShetziva Hashem Ta'asu. This is what I'm telling you to do. Ta'asu, or if you lean it in the Pasuk, Vayomer Moshe, Zeh Adov HaShetziva Hashem. This is what Hashem is commanding. Ta'asu. Perform mitzvahs, actions. That's what really counts. Do them because I told you to do them. Ah, you understand and you appreciate Tameh mitzvah, and you have machshava, and you want to add that as well, and you want to be the feeling of being a good Jew at heart. Of course, that's true. Then they'll be able to, you will show yourself, they'll appear to you the Kavod Hashem. And the first part has got to be that the person is tasu, is one, that is what one's doing. In fact, he doesn't say this, but if we look a little later on in the parasha, we see that was the mistake that Nodom and Avihu made. A little later on in the parasha, we're told that Nodom and Avihu came and they brought Eish Zara lifnei Hashem. They brought a carbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher lo yitziva oisom. That was the Taina. Taina wasn't a carbon. Vayakrivu lifnei Hashem Eish Zara, asher lo yitziva oisom. He didn't command them to do it. They may have had good intentions, they may have had tremendous machshavas, they may have been mechavan, tremendous kavanas. It was asher lo yitziva oisom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is machashiv and wants the maisa that he says for us to do. Okay. Now, by way of introduction, before Pesach, I don't know if I mentioned it here, I think I could have, we mentioned the Levush, where the Levush told us that the Leila Seder is a chasana between HaKadosh, between Klal Yisrael and the Matzah. Because the Yerushalmi tells us that there's an Issa to eat Matzah on Erev Pesach. Because it's Kaboyel HaRusosi B'Beis Chomiv. And the Levush takes that a stage further and says, rather, and therefore one should not eat matzah on Erev Pesach, but one should wait till the Leil HaSeder, at which one makes Sheva Brochas prior to that of the Brocha of matzah, eating the matzah. And therefore, if we take, by extension, if we take the Moshel and describe it in the Nimshel, there's a Boil Arusos over Beis Chomiv. There's an Arus, there's an Arusa, and there's a Chomiv.
Why do you say, between Kaiser and Matzah?
Oh, because what's the Moshel and the Nimshel? The Moshel is, don't eat Matzah on Erev Pesach, because it's Kaboyel Arusose Beis Chomiv. So who's the Boyel? That's the person eating the Matzah, the Yid. The Arusa is the Matzah. What's the Beis Chomiv? In the house of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the aura of Yom Tov. We wait till HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so on Leila Seder, we had a chasna with mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, allowed us to marry his daughter, to marry his mitzvahs. Subsequently, we had the Sheva Brachos, we had the week of Sheva Brachos, we had Yom Tov. So I got a message from someone very nice, a nice vote, that's what it's all about. But what would you say is got to be the follow-on? What happens after that? So you've exited from those 7 days, and now it goes into reality, the real life. And we go into the days where we're counting up until Shavuos. In fact, we have 6 months now till Rosh Hashanah, where we're going to be asking to be granted life and for another year. So what is the Avodah? How would you continue the Moshel into a Nimshel and say what the Avodah is? Okay. So, there's a Pasuk a little later on in this week's parasha, Perek Yud, Pasuk Ches. Tes, Yud, and Yud Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem el Aaron Lemer. The Rabbeinu Shalom spoke to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen has lost his two children, Vayidom Aaron. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu now, as a schar, speaks to Aaron himself. And he says to him, Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. Wine, and intoxicating wine, al teisht, don't drink it. Atah, not you, v'necha, not your children. Itoch, who are with you. But when you go into the El Moed, and you won't die. That if a Kohen does Avodah and he's drunk wine, then he's Chayav Misa. So Aaron HaKohen says the Rabbeinu Shalom, Aaron, Yain V'Sheikh, when you go into the El Moed to do Avodah, do not drink wine. If you do, Chayav Misa. And then the Pasuk seemingly carries on with absolutely no connection. Ulahavdil, and to separate bein hakodesh or bein achoy, to separate between chodesh and between chod. What's this got to do with? You just said don't drink wine when you go into the oil moed. If you do, you're chayav misa. And to separate between chodesh and between chod, and between tom and between toir. What's the kesher? More than that, even the first pasuk itself is shver. Vaydaber Hashem el Aaron lemo. Who was Aaron meant to tell this to? Because Shmuel was speaking directly to Aaron. It wasn't that he was necessarily had to say this to anyone. Ben Ishchai had to, and there's a question. These are questions asked by the Ben Ishchai and the Netziv. And then the pasuk continues. Ula hoira, he says, Bnei Yisrael, and to teach Bnei Yisrael, it's kolach chukim, all these chukim. Well, what is that again? What's the follow on? What is the hemshech of these psukim? Don't drink wine when you go into the oil moed because you'll be chayav misa when you drink wine. You do avodah and you've drunk wine. And to separate between tomei and toyer and kodesh and chol. And to teach the klal Yisrael. Like, well, what is the hemshech? What is the continuation? What is going on over here? The Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan, was a place that was saturated with Kedusha. When a person enters entered into the Beis HaMikdash, when any Yid would enter into the Beis HaMikdash, he entered into a place that was saturated in Kedusha, and immediately a person became saturated with the Kedusha that was there. When we come into contact with Kedusha, which is the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is clarity of understanding of what's going on in the world and in Torah and in the Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that brings a tremendous simcha into a person's heart. Yirmiyahu HaNavi sat on a hilltop overlooking the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash, and he was crying his eyes out. And Plato came to him and said to him, "Why are you crying? You're an intelligent man. It's a building, it's bricks, it's wood. What are you crying about?" So Yirmiyahu HaNavi said to him, "You're an intelligent person too. And I'm sure, as clever as you may be, and as a bigger philosopher as you may be, there must still be things that perplex you. Tell me the question that perplexes you the most." And Plato began a discourse, at the end of which he came to this great question that he had, this great query. And with seeming easiness, Yirmiyahu HaNavi answered, and gave an answer to the question that Plato had. To ask me another question, the same thing repeated itself. Ask me another question, the same thing repeated itself again. Said Yirmiyahu HaNavi, "I'm not crying about an edifice of a building. I'm crying about what was inside that building. When we had a Beis HaMikdash, it was a place which was saturated with Kedusha. If you had any question or any query or anything that you didn't understand, you went into the Beis HaMikdash and you had clarity of vision. You had understanding. It was all clear. That's how I have the answers to your questions. And that's what I'm crying about. I've lost that source of inspiration. I've lost that place. Because when one comes into contact with Kedusha, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one comes into contact with that which answers, which gives clarity. When you have clarity, ein simcha katoras hasveikas. It brings simcha into a person's heart. Aaron HaKohen was going to go into that Beis HaMikdash every single day. So were his children, so were his descendants. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling them, says the Ben Ish Chai, "You're going into a place which is saturated with Kedusha, into a place where you will inevitably come into contact with Simcha." There's a pasuk in Mishlei, Psukim in Mishlei. Shlomo HaMelech tells us in Mishlei, Perek Lamed Aleph, "Tenu Sheichar La'oved." Give wine to a person who is lost. That means a person who is lost in a sense of they're not someone who's Lamisha Sofa Lava Lirashoim, that's the way that Rashi explains it. The Yayin Lamoya Nefesh, and give wine to someone who's feeling depressed. Why? Because wine and it is a stimulant that gives us simcha. Yishte, the person will drink them. Yishka Risha, he'll forget his sadness, he'll forget his what's making him upset. And he will take away that which he's toiling about. Says Shlomo HaMelech that the purpose of alcohol, of wine, of sheikhar, is a stimulant to mask over the tzar that a person is going through. Says the Ben Ish Chai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Aaron HaKohen, "Yayin v'sheikhar al teish lato v'necha itcha b'voyachem el el moed." When you're going into the El Moed, you don't need any wine. You don't need anything to give you simcha, to be an external stimulant for simcha. You have the oil mayad itself. You have the place that's saturated with Kedusha. Said the Menishcha, "Anna, maybe you'll tell me that really, it's only talking about when he's on his own. Let's say, if he wants to take wine to give us some sort of external way of generating simcha, and then we're worried that when he drinks, and he may be intoxicated, that he may be then worried. No, but if he's got his children with him, so they'll guide him and guard him so that he doesn't do the avodah wrong. And then he would be allowed to drink and become inebriated so that he would be doing the avodah with this external stimulant for simcha." Says the Torah, "No. Yayin v'sheikh al teisht, ato uvarecho itcho. Even when you've got people with you, even when you've got your descendants with you, and they'll guard you and they'll make sure that you do the avodah b'shleimus, still I'm telling you, you're not allowed to have yayin v'sheikhar. Why not? You don't need it. You're going into the Beis HaMikdash, a place where there's Kedusha, where there's a place where there's Kedusha, you are able to focus and have that set presence of mind that you will have Simcha." Then the Tziv says something slightly different, but in the same vein. Then the Tziv says, Aaron HaKohen has just lost his child. The nature of a human being would be to be very saddened. And we may think that although normally a Kohen may not do the Avodah when he's had wine, maybe, normal Kohen, we say, He's not allowed to be Ovid when he's an Onan. Why? Because he's going to be in a matzav of tzar, which is the natural disposition of a person who's lost their relative. And you have to do that way to besimcha. He can't do it. A Kohen Gadol was a miyuchad shabam, who was mesugal that even in a matzav where he's lost one of his shiva krovim, he is able to be elevate himself even above that, still do that way to besimcha. But we may have thought that when a person has lost their relatives, they need something extra to be able to generate simcha, and therefore in such a situation, that's when we should say, yeah, Kohen, go and take some yayin v'sheichar in order that you should be able to infuse yourself with an external simcha to bring yourself to be able to do that avodah. Says the Torah, no. Avodah can never be done with an external stimulus. Avodah has to be done with simcha that is there, simcha pnimi, a simcha that's real. Ah, so you'll say, okay. But how's a person meant to reach that simcha? Says the Netziv, that's the hemshech of these three psukim. The hemshech of these three psukim is telling us, in Perek Yud, Pasuk Tes, Yud and Yud Aleph, he's telling us that when a person wants to know how to get the simcha, yayin v'sheichar al teish. Don't use an external stimulant to get to simcha. You want to know how? I'll tell you. Before Achem El Oyem Moed, one place is go into a place that's saturated with Kedusha. You'll find Kedusha in a Beis HaMikdash, in a Mikdash Ma'at. It's a place where a person can have a presence of mind, a place where a person can seclude themselves, can focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, on the connection of Klal Yisrael with him. And that brings simcha, because again, it's matir certain sfeikas, it brings simcha. He says, look at the next pasuk, a very interesting way that the pasuk writes, and seemingly no connection, but this is the connection. And you look in the end of Parashat Tazria and the Parashat Achrimos, it says, what's bein, ubein, bein, ubein? He said, that is chokhmas apilpul. He said, there's an unbelievable simcha that is generated in a person's heart when one delves into the depths of Torah to find distinctions in halacha and to get clarity in learning. But derech pilpul. That brings a tremendous simcha in a person's heart. When one toils and tasks in Torah to find and see questions and be able to go into the depths of the Torah. Limud ha-Torah be'ion v'derech ha-pilpul is another way that a person gets to simcha. And therefore that's another opportunity. You don't need yayin v'sheichar. There's a mikdash and there's limud ha-Torah v'derech pilpul. And he says there's a third way. Learn Torah and then go and teach it to others. And that also brings a tremendous simcha. Why? Because it also brings clarity. When you delve into Torah b'derech pilpul, that means you have kashas, you're mefarek the kashas, you answer them, you break the tirutzim, you go further, you get more sfeikas, you get more clarity, and in the end of the day, b'derech pilpul, you come out with tremendous clarity. Ve'ein simcha, kara Torah sasfeikas. When you teach Torah to others, before teaching it, there has to be a clarity of mind in order to be able to present it. That brings a tremendous simcha by being able to do that. And in fact, when we talmida yosem mikulam, because when a person is actually teaching Torah, at the time of teaching it becomes clearer as well. And therefore these are three ways, says the Netziv, that the Torah is telling us how to have simcha, to generate simcha in one's heart, that's genuine simcha pnimi, that requires no external stimulant in order to be able to do that. Says the Ben Ish Chai, Shlomo HaMelech tells us, in Mishlei, as we quoted in Perek Lamed Aleph, that tenu sheichel le'oved v'yayin l'moreh nefesh. Generally, people who indulge in alcohol, it's because they are in a frame of mind where they are looking for something that can externally mask over whatever it is that is causing them to be a mar nefesh. And says the Ben Ish Chai that the Torah is coming and telling us, "Vayidaber Hashem al Aaron leimor." What's the word leimor? Says the Spirit, "Loi mar." No, don't be a mar. Don't be a mar nefesh.
What's the word?
Lemar is split into two words. Loimar. Don't be depressed. Yayin v'sheichar al teisht. Don't go and use wine to be that external mask for the downs that you may find yourself in. Because all it will do is mask it for whilst you're intoxicated. And when it's gone, it won't be there anymore. And halavai, that all Bochrim and all Yungalait and all Mashkichim should hear this. Because I really believe that most of those who go into a Shabbos, and a Shabbos, as we know, is what is in Zman, what the Beis HaMikdosh is in Makom. And just as we say here, Yayin v'sheicha al teisht, atov anecha itcha, bevoy achem el oyel moed. When you go into the oyel moed in Makom, and we go into Shabbos, which is the Oil Moed in Zman, it's a tremendous time and opportunity that we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's a time that's saturated with Kedusha, that we can say that with Kol Melachto Asuyo, I'm Ponui now, I can think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the time is Mesugal for that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has made that, he's made a day which is Makar HaBrocha, that we can do that. So the Yetzirah is going to do whatever he can to stop that, because he knows that's how we come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he'll search for people who are searching for more. And he'll try and impede them from being able to search and find it in Kedusha of Shabbos. What will he do? He'll give them alcohol as the replacement instead. And that's why you get so many people who over Shabbos, Nebuch, fall into the trap of being Yayin V'Sheicha Al-Teish and don't get Shabbos out of it. Because Shabbos, there's so much more to gain. Because Shabbos is that which is in Mokem, which Mokem is the Beis HaMikdash, Shabbos is that in Zman.
Now we're told to make Kiddush over wine.
Of course, what we're saying is don't get Yayin v'Sheicha, and you could have learned Yayin, Sheicha, Sheicha is a Kal V'Chomer, but it means don't drink something which intoxicates you, that should be that which brings you Simcha. Kiddush it? Yeah, Derech Shikrusoi. That's not what, Derech Shikrusoi is not what it's meant to be. Avadi, we've got to make it on Yayin. Avadi, v'Yayin yisamach l'bavenoish. But that should be Derech Shikrusoi, that it's not Simcha. It comes to Shikrus, which is a fake Simcha, because after that's gone, the problem's all still there. I haven't taken them away.
So Chachamim says, he says, if you stop drinking, or if you add a bit of mayim, koshke and potter.
Right.
Yeah, which isn't
there,
then it's
what, yeah, and that's for Yain, there is Simcha. But if it's Simcha that is, it's a fake Simcha, or it's Simcha that's there to just dispel something else, then what's it worth? And we lose a whole Shabbos. What? Shabbos is something which we can, so that, we had the Leila Seder, where we had a chasana with a matzah. We had a chasana with a matzah, we made Sheva Brochas, we had a chasana with a matzah. We had spent 7 days of Pesach, that was our Sheva Brochas. How do we carry on our sheiches? How do we carry on our nisuin with the mitzvahs? How do we do it? So once a week, we make a date with the mitzvahs. That's Shabbos. We stop, we think about our connection with Shabbos, our connection with mitzvahs. Appreciate every Shabbos. Take one mitzvah every Shabbos and learn the Tamei HaMitzvah in the Chinuch. Now, as we said at the beginning, as we quoted the Pasuk earlier on, we're not going to do the mitzvahs because of the Tamei HaMitzvahs. We're going to do the mitzvahs because we're meant to be doing the mitzvahs. But it brings extra cover to HaKadosh Baruch Hu when we do it with the Tamim. And as we said, yeah, the mistake of Nadav and Avihu was that they went ahead and did the mitzvah which was not told to be done. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell them to do it. And that was the mistake. But remember who we're talking about. This is these amazing words of the Sfas Emes. B'shem Mori Zakeini Zal. Al Chet Nadav Avihu Asher Loi Tziba Oysom. The Torah tells us, you know what the problem was? Asher Loi Tziba Oysom. What did they do wrong? The action they did wasn't mitzuveh by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he says, Lil Moed Mitzah Kal HaKhoimah L'Toyva. Ma Anoshim Kedoshim Ko'ele. Nadav and Avihu from the Doi Deo. And they were Kedoshim. V'horaya. They did a tremendous thing. Because the only thing they did wrong was that it wasn't what Hashem commanded. It wasn't that they did the wrong thing. But because they weren't commanded to, they got such a severe punishment. So someone who does the maisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, because he does what Hashem, the tasu, even if he may be on a much lower madriga, and he may be on the lowest madriga, and he doesn't understand the Tamei HaMitzvahs, and he doesn't know the Tamei HaMitzvahs, afal pikein choviv hu lefonav yisparach. Ki koyach hatzivui mimenu yisparach hu yoysen mikol ha-tamim. The koyach hatzivui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us is more than all the tamim that we said before. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai was saying in the earlier pasuk. Ze adova asher tzivu Hashem, tasu. You know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling us to do in Perek Hei, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Vav. Ze Adov HaShetiv HaShem. Tasu, just do what I'm telling you to do. Ah, you've got Tamim? Ki koyach hatzivu imenu yisbarachu yosu mikol ha-tamim. He says, and that's pshat in the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Toivim doidecho miyoyin. What's Yayin? Yayin of Torah is Tamei HaMitzvahs. Yayin of Torah is known as the depth of Torah. The soid, because Yayin is Gematria soid, that's the depth of Torah, that's the Tamei HaMitzvahs. What do we say about Nodem and Avihu? Shesuye Yayin nichnasu lemikdosh. They went in with the Yayin, inebriated with Yayin, with Tamei HaMitzvahs. They have all the Tamim and all the Kabonas. Oh, but it wasn't what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do. And therefore, Toivim doidecho miyayin. He says, Kodecha means that your beloved one. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu is who has told you what to do. The Rechein Ksiv Tovim Dodecha Shu Devekus Viskarvus Haber Yisrach Ibnei Yisrael Be'etzem Nafshei Yisrael Yoyser Mahasoga Satanim. Devekus to Tzivoy Hashem. This is what I've been told to do. Do I understand why I have to do it? It doesn't matter. If I love someone and they told me to do it, I'll do it even if I don't understand why I'm meant to do it. A child who loves the parent will do it because the parent told them to do it. I think they understand. It doesn't matter. But I love my parent enough that I trust they know what is meant to be done and I'm going to do it. Someone who I love and ask me to do something for them and I don't understand why they want it done, I'll still do it because that yedidus is more miyoyin than the yeinoy shamitzvah. And that's what it means, shesuye yayin nichnasu lemikdash. They were drunk, but they were drunk from tamei amitzvahs. That's Be'ezah Hashem what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He wants us to keep Shabbos. He wants us to keep the mitzvahs of Shabbos. He wants us to sing zmiras on Shabbos. He wants us to enjoy the sunnahs of Shabbos, to be mekayim Shabbos, and not chas v'shalom to waste away the Shabbos, wash away the Shabbos with yayin v'sheicha. That's bringing a simcha that's not real, and then we lose the whole opportunity of Shabbos. So anyone who has that nisoyon should know they have that nisoyon only because they have a tremendous tshuka, a tshuka for something, and they're searching for it. And when they're searching for things, they're very close to getting what they really need to get. That's why the Yitzhak will try and chop them. And he'll try and get them, oh, you're searching something here, take this stimulant, take this Yayin Mashiach, get drunk, lose the whole Shabbos. Don't lose the whole Shabbos. We have the opportunity where instead, no, use that time, use Shabbos to Tasu, to do the mitzvahs, and you know what, we can find it in the Yayin Shalter. My suggestion, every Shabbos, take a Sefer HaChinuch, and take the Shoresh of a mitzvah. Explanation of a mitzvah that we perform. And when we do it, the mitzvah brichas hamazon. Beautiful words, what the Sefer HaChinuch says about what a person can achieve. If one says b'kavona brichas hamazon from b'kavona of every word, one's guaranteed never to be lacking parnasa. Explains that in the Tamei HaMitzvahs. In the Tamei HaMitzvahs, every mitzvah that we're doing, the mitzvah of Tzitzit, the mitzvah of Tefillin, the mitzvah of Shabbos, we understand the Tamei HaMitzvahs and we use it, and that's the real Torah, that's the Tasu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us everything that we need. The Shabbos.
Is that too much for that gospel silver?